morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone.
Really? It's located.
We're online. We're great to be here this morning, and I'm proud to be able to say that this week. I know for the past month, we've had kind of one problem after another here on Thursday morning. Everything would work real good up until about time to start broadcasting, and stuff died on us. But I reckon everything's up to snuff this morning, and it's a pleasure being here with you this morning from the corner room here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, coming to you live and in living color each Thursday morning, as we do at 9 a.m. in the morning on WVFB FM 101.5 FM here in Clay County with the broadcast tower out at Midway. So we'd like to welcome you in, and this would be a good time real quick to jump on the phone and tell your neighbors it's that time. And, of course, we've got lots of things going on here in the county. We're back playing football. School's going. We've got, I think, volleyball going at the high school and the junior high, along with the football at both places. And hopefully things are getting back to what we're, I guess, now calling the new normal. And I don't know how long that's going to be normal. And I do know, while I'm here just kind of jabbering for a minute, that the State of Tennessee opened up a new COVID dashboard yesterday for school systems. A lot of them haven't reported anything yet, but I think the last thing I saw on that was that there was maybe somewhere over 700 students that had been reported as being active, testing positive for COVID. But hopefully now we'll be able to keep up with things a little bit better. And we want once again warn everyone that it's still dangerous out there. I don't remember which one of our old TV guys used to say when he closed off his radio show, he's always saying, be safe out there, and that's especially true at this time. But now, with that out of the way, like I said, we welcome you in, and we remind you that we'll be rebroadcast this evening at 6, and have a special guest here with me this morning, and Dr. Young is here with me also for a few minutes, and I think what we'll do, before we let him introduce today's guest, we're going to switch and run a few commercials and come back, and we'll spend some time with our guest. I think maybe most of the air today we're going to try to keep him talking, and hopefully we may get some feedback from you sometime during the show today. We're kind of set up to do that, so we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, everyone. We are back. Now, before we start, we wanted to do our little plugs here for everybody. We, of course, want to thank the folks that make this possible, that being the Chamber of Commerce here in Salina and Clay County, and also our three-star program that helped make this possible, and all the folks that advertise on here. And we're special thankful for it. We have a special monthly sponsor right now going on. That is with our birthday and anniversary thing. That is the galley up at Mitchell Creek. They're giving away a free birthday dinner up there to the lucky winner. But there's a catch to this thing. You got to do it this month because, as you know, the restaurants on the lake usually close down at the end of September. And I think our winner last week, I know they've been by and picked up their coupon. I don't know whether they've been up and enjoyed their meal yet or not, but we've got about, I don't know, four or five names again today to draw. And you'll go over to the chamber and pick up a little coupon over there and take it up to Mitchell Creek and enjoy one of the delicious meals they have up there. And with that, I have Dr. Doug Young with me this morning, and he's going to introduce our guest today.
Well, thank you, Tom. We're lucky today to have from the Upper Cumberland Development District a new program for them. It's been located at Tennessee Tech for several years. It's the Center for Small Business Development. And now they're located with the development district, and they have a new director, and we have that director with us this morning. His name is Tyler Asher. Tyler, what can you tell us about the first? Welcome to Clay County.
Well, thank you for having me, first of all.
It was kind of a foggy morning to get you.
It was a little foggy coming in, I will say that.
Off the top of the plateau out there. What can you tell us about the Center for Small Business?
The Small Business Development Center, our main goals are to help a small business start, grow, and achieve, or an existing business to expand, innovate, and retain. And that's kind of that's our motto. That's what we are designed to do. We are federally funded through a grant from the Small Business Administration. And so our job is to help small businesses in the Upper Cumberland if they need financing, if they need help with marketing strategies, if they want to do something different, if they have an idea, to help them see that through, be a third party, non-vested interest in their idea so that we can give them some real sound business advice.
So if I've dreamed up some kind of a business that I'd like to go into, one of the first calls I need to make would be to you folks. And let me just throw this out there too. I have my phone here today, and if you hear something on here that you would like to ask a question about, if you'll call 260-7668, I'll answer your call and write your question down and give it to Tyler, and he can answer your question. Now, we have notified all the businesses in Clay County that we have email addresses on, and hopefully we have a good number of listeners out there today, because this is really a special call, because you can help existing businesses, you can help people get started in business. It's got to be good for the economy of Clay County.
Correct, and we currently have some projects going on here in Clay County that will bring significant impact to the county. So we're excited about that, to already have projects here that we're working on that will be vital to the economy. And so it's exciting. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, when you get to a high level of unemployment, you also have a high level of entrepreneurship. You know, people start thinking of ideas. How can they be creative to create income? And so right now there's a lot going on with people being creative, starting businesses. Right now, I would tell you right now is the time to do it. If you thought about it, you've got an idea, right now, there's no better time than now to start it.
Well, we asked the TVA to do what they call a leakage report for us, and they did so. And what a leakage report does is look at your county and see where people are going to spend their money. Why are they leaving Clay County to spend money and not spending it here? And that's because we don't have that particular business here for them to spend their money here. And two things that come to mind is we have a lack of used car lots. We don't have a dealership, of course, and as small as we are, we probably will never again have a dealer. We used to have dealerships, but we probably will never have one again. But if somebody's got an idea out there that they'd like to open a used car lot, and I think you could help them with that. Another one is child care. We don't really have child care in this community, and I bet you could help them with either one of those.
Absolutely. That's what we are designed to do. We're helping them to get a plan together, look at the financial picture of it, help them find financing if it's needed. So that's what we're designed to do, and we have people who come to us and say, hey, I want to do this, and we look in the communities and say, well, if you really truly want to open a business, this is where what would benefit them the most. This is where they're leaving. This is where because you got to find who your customer is. If you don't know who your customer is, it makes running a business very hard.
Okay, now can I, Tyler?
Sure.
Let's do a real quick definition.
Okay.
Under your rules and regulations, what is considered a small business?
A small business is defined by the Small Business Administration as 500 employees or less. The way we have it figured, that's about 90% of the businesses in the entire Upper Cumberland.
Right. That'd be about 100% of the businesses in Clay County.
I don't know whether we've ever had a business here that hired. I don't believe Oshkosh ever hired that many at one time here in Clay County. So I don't. We've always fit the category, haven't we?
Yes, and like I said, there are very few businesses in the entire Upper Cumberland that would not be considered a small business. You know, most people think it's your mom and pop and you have a few employees, but realistically, I mean, if you only have 200 employees, you're still considered a small business.
Well, things have changed down through the years. Back in the 60s, a long time ago, right across the street here was a clothing store, W.L. Brown & Son. They'd been in business since the 1800s, and I was able to buy that business. But I had to sign my life away to get enough money to buy it. And all I needed was $10,000. But in the 1960s, $10,000.
A lot of money.
Just about multiply that times 10 now. I was able to get the business, and we ran the business for several years. Today, if I wanted to go in the clothing business in Salina, I could call you, and you would help me find.
That's correct.
But as far as grant money to go in business, that's kind of scarce.
There's very, very, very little for-profit grant money, and that's a big misconception I've heard a lot since being in this role. Is people want to come in and want to get grants, and I would encourage anybody to go to grants.gov and look for grants. It's just going to be few and far between. You're going to be very specialized. You know, right now there's probably a lot. If you're in coronavirus, if you can find a vaccine, there's going to be some grant money. But grants are just few and far between, and they're very difficult to get.
Well, I know that right now, too, there's some money coming down from the federal government to help out with the economy as far as it's been damaged because of the virus.
Correct.
What can you tell us about that?
So right now, currently, we have some extra funds available with the Small Business Development Center that we can help businesses adapt their business structure. And so let's just give you the quick example. Let's say you're a restaurant and you didn't have a website. We have some funds available that we would hire a contractor, a website developer to develop you a website that you could have an e-commerce site on so that people could order food from your website and they could come in and pick it up.
Is there a charge for that?
There is not a charge for that. We have it designated. So if a business needs, or if you currently have a website, it needs to be upgraded. And it, you need e-commerce or something, because that's kind of the way, that's the new thing, the new way things are going. People don't pick up a phone book anymore. If you saw the size of the phone book, it's decreased drastically over the last 10 to 15 years. And so everybody does the website thing. That's just the common thing. So we have some funds available. If you need to update your website to make it more e-commerce friendly, meaning that you can order directly from it and it would go to the restaurant and it would print out your stuff. Or if you have a clothing store, you know, when they got shut down, a lot of them had to transition to an online style platform so that people could still order and do business. And so that's what we would do. We would work with a website developer, create the website so people could order directly from their website and still carry on their business.
Okay. But how about if I needed to borrow some money?
We all need to borrow some money, right?
Yeah.
So we have multiple ways right now to help that. I work with lenders all across the country to find the right lending source for that particular business. We have some additional CARES Act money that's come through the Development District's Revolving Loan Fund that we can loan out at a lower interest rate for working capital loans, or if you needed to purchase a building or something that we can tie to COVID, we can use this money. It's got special interest rates. It's designed to help businesses grow. And so there's plenty of options. And if you're thinking about doing something, the best thing I would tell you to do is just to get a hold of us. And a quick 5-10 minute phone conversation could change your business. I hope it changes your business. Just because we have network. And as a business owner, as a previous business owner, I think there's two important things you need. You need access to funds. You got to have access to money. You don't necessarily have to have the money, but you have to be able to get access to it. And I think you got to be able to network. Because if you can have access to funds and you can network, I think you can drastically change your entire business structure.
Okay, now Tyler, I know you're in Clay County, and then the under the umbrella of the Twin Lakes folks, we have probably one of the best infrastructures for the superhighway here. I know that we have basically we have fiber to I guess maybe every home that wants it here in the county.
Correct.
In any business here, and if you want to pick up your handy dandy machine and check on some of the surrounding areas here, especially when you cross over into Kentucky and some of those places, the cost per month of say a 500 meg connection to the internet is cheap here in the
Correct.
Lakes area.
It is.
And that is one of the ways, you know, that businesses are started. And, you know, I think that may be something that we need to really exploit here, even, well, like here in Clay County, that, you know, if you have an idea for an online business, that this would be a great place for you to come in and move and live with us and become a citizen here and take advantage of this.
I agree. And I think that you can also transition that to more of the economic development side, to where you can recruit people who work from home. If you have people, you know, who work from home and you've got fast, you know, high-speed internet, which Clay County is blessed to have pretty much the entire county, if you want it, you can have it. You could use that to an advantage as well. And also, going back to starting a business or talking about starting a business, I always encourage people to start out, if you can start out small. You know, if it's a dream you got, you can, what I like to refer to as your side hustle. You know, you have your day job, but this is something that you transition to at night. You work on building it up. You do it correctly so that way you don't outgrow what you have or you have to spend a bunch of money. That's what we like to encourage people to do as well.
We started through the 3-star program at the beginning, a training program for people to work at home. And then we were up and running and actually started getting people some jobs, and then the virus came and we couldn't work in that close proximity for the training, so we had to close that program down because we saw we weren't going to be able to meet the goals of the grant that we had. So we had to head in a different direction. But in doing the research for that, I saw lots and lots of jobs online. And then I started looking around in the county. We've got the auctions going on. I think we've got maybe two of those, maybe more than that here in the county. That's now just on Facebook.
Correct.
And I've talked to some folks who are doing businesses on eBay. They're buy at one price and sell at a higher price, and that gives them an income. So there's another program coming down. Now, remember, if you have a question, you can call 260-7668, and we'll try to get an answer to that question. And we're going to take time for just a minute for a commercial.
All right. We'll be back just a minute. Okay, I'm still here.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yes.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yes.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. We've been sitting here talking offline a little bit, but I know we have one thing that we want Tyler to kind of explain a little bit about, and that is the free money that's available for folks.
That is correct. So there is the state of Tennessee developed a small business grant for businesses that were directly affected from having to shut down for the coronavirus. So I've been giving examples. If you were a hair salon, barbershop, and you were mandated to close, there is some grant money available. If you go to tntap.gov, I believe it is, there'll be a link on the side. You can check your eligibility. You put in all your stuff, and it'll help you. It's free grant money. The minimum you can get is $2,500. The maximum you can get.
How much was that again? A minimum of how much?
$2,500.
Boy, that's a good lick.
Yep.
You might get more than that then, if that's a minimum.
You can always take Dr. Young to lunch if you get that grant money.
He'll be
willing to we'll work for food, right?
So all of our restaurants in the county would qualify.
If any business was mandated to close, so if a restaurant, now if your sales skyrocketed, you're probably not going to be eligible. But if your sales took a dip, you'd be eligible. Hair salons are eligible. Gyms, dry cleaners. There's a long list of eligible businesses for it.
And now we sent that list out to all the businesses
Correct.
That we had emails on. And if we've not got your email, and you run a business in Clay County, you've not been receiving the bulletin from us, we're going to change that to newsletter, I think. Give us a call to Chamber. Give us your email address, and we'll put you on that list. And when we get something new from the state or federal government or from the development district or TVA or any of these agencies that will help you in your business, we'll forward that right on to you. So be sure and send us your email if you've not been receiving that newsletter.
Absolutely.
And, well, let's go back now to the Small Business Center. What else can you do?
So we actually had a meeting last night with some folks about this. So people are right now are trying to figure out how they can change their marketing strategy. How can they still get in front of people but do it at a reasonable cost? And so we help people develop marketing strategies, whether it be on a social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or a website page. We try to find ways to help them think of new ways, I should say, new ways to market their business. So this one particular customer, she was not advertising heavily on social media like she should have been. So we looked at different strategies. We set it up to post every 3 days. So there's just a lot of things that we can help with that some people just don't think about or they just don't know that's out there. And so a lot of it's just information on letting you know what's available and how to market. We partner with Tennessee Tech Center for Rural Innovation. They can provide some interns for that. We also partner with the Biz Foundry. So we it's not just one person giving you advice. It's multiple people. It's multiple people who have owned a business, people who have been successful entrepreneurs. And that I think that's the big thing that I'll just keep going back to is people who are you're working with people who have owned a business. We know what it's like what I consider the daily grind of getting up and doing what you have to do to make your business work.
By coming to you, I think that kind of gives them access. There are so many programs today to help people who are already in business, people go into business that weren't there in the 1960s when I was trying it. You mentioned some of them right there. There's the Biz Foundry, there's Tennessee Tech, there's Ball State has got some help there, and of course the Development District, TVA, the Department of Agriculture. Who have I left out?
Did you get USDA?
USDA.
That's a pretty important member.
Yeah.
As Mr. Farlow says, they always show up with the biggest checkbook in the room. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great agencies. We meet with those folks on a monthly basis. We talk about what we have. So I kind of refer to it as the Small Business Development Center is like a business GPS. If you're taking a long trip, how many of us put in the address and see how long it's going to take and you see what you can do on the way or how many times you're going to stop? And that's what we are designed to do, is to help you get from point A to point B, show you where you need gas, show you where you need to get food. That's what I kind of keep going back to, where the business GPS, because we have all those tools. We can help you get to those places. You just got to be willing to come to us. And all of our services are free, by the way.
That's always good. Free is always good.
Free is always good.
Now, if I want to go in business and I really don't have any business experience, where can I get some training that'll teach me how to handle all the license I'm going to have and know about all the personnel requirements that I'll have to know? Who can provide that training for me?
That's what we do. When we set you down, we do a counseling session. We have a checklist that we go through that we discuss, like where you're at in your business, what licenses you may need, how's your business entity going to be set up. Have you met with your CPA? Do you know it's a lot of moving parts to get it started correctly, because there's certain things and you don't want to mess up on, and that's, you don't want to mess up with the IRS or the Tennessee Department of Revenue, and those two people are kind of important to make sure that it is set correctly. So that's where we come in, we help, we have attorneys that we partner with, and we call and say, hey, we have kind of a semi-advisory board, and we call and say, hey, this is where we're at, what would you advise them to do? And they'll give them some good advice, that way it doesn't cost the client any money.
Okay, and I know, like you said, there's so many state agencies that are involved in things. I know you start a little business in your basement, a picture framing business. You start that, and the first thing you do is what, Tyler? I mean, you've got this idea, and there's nobody here that does this in this area. What would I do if I come in and told you I'd like to do that?
Run. No, I'm just kidding. The first thing to do is I would say, let's get a plan on paper. I think the biggest thing you do is if you have something written down, it's a little more apt to be attainable, because it is black and white and it gives you something to shoot for. If you just keep throwing out things in the air, to me, you're just wishing. So the first thing I do is I tell you, let's put it on paper, and then we're going to go through a checklist of where you're at, how's your business set up. What are your goals of the business? Is this something you just want to do on the side, or do you want to see this to go bigger? you know, how are you, what are your customers? Do you know who your customers are? Are you going to do retail or are you going to do wholesale? So there's a long list of questions that we will have to go through and answer. And I will, we're going to ask some very difficult questions. It's going to get personal. I mean, that's just, there are questions that have to be answered if you're going to do this or not.
A personal financial report.
Yes, you will have to have a personal financial report. You're going to have a little money.
That's the one thing, you know, I think that's very clear in there, that you must be able to have some of that seed money yourself.
Correct.
But not all of it.
No, not all of it. But if you can give me some, we can work with some.
But if I just don't know how to sit down, I don't really know what you want to write up a request or whatever you'd call it. Do you provide that service? You'll sit down with a...
Do a business plan.
We do a business plan. And we have numerous...
You'll help somebody with a business plan.
We will do, yeah, we have numerous of examples of business plans. We work with some websites that have so many examples already. And so most of them, I feel like we can kind of cater to what the business is.
You know, and I know, look what I just threw out there, because I did that a number of years ago. I started a little picture framing business, all mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my little saw, and I glued things together, and I had my little hand-operated cutting tools and all those things. But if I walked in there today, I would be looking at a pretty good financial investment.
Oh, yeah.
In computer equipment, computer cutters, and all that kind of thing. So that's something that you would have, you know, we would go to find the suppliers and all those type things and kind of
correct.
Get an idea.
And we would work with a lender to try to get you the best, you know, financing terms you could possibly get. It goes back to those ideas that I try to get people to. Let's start out small. Let's not take off a big chunk of change, and let's get a customer base and a following going, and to where you can support yourself without jumping fully into borrowing a bunch of money and then you're stuck trying to pay it back.
Okay, and then location of a business like
that. Absolutely, location is going to be a big key depending on what type of business. If it's a business to where you can be all online, then location doesn't matter. But if you need traffic, location is going to play a big, big role in that.
Okay, and I know the traffic here in Salina, but then also, you know, if I locate here in town, that means I'm going to have to have a business license here in town.
Correct.
And that type thing. But if I'm doing it as a basement industry out in the county, there's different regulations.
There are different regulations. So a lot of it's just going to depend on where you're Each one of these is going to be a case-by-case basis.
Okay, with that, I'm going to read my birthday for today.
We'll
take a little short break, and we'll come back just in a few minutes. As we said, we're giving away a dinner up at the galley up at Mitchell Creek this week, and once again, it's just a special for the month of September. And today, we have on our list here celebrating their 47th wedding anniversary, and Mrs. Linda Strong called in to wish her husband Jerry a happy 47th anniversary. So we'll wish them both a happy anniversary, and hopefully they'll enjoy the next half of their married life as much as I'm sure they have this first half. And also, Mr. Zach Kiesling celebrated the birthday this week. Leah Strong celebrated the birthday. Mr. Jason Coons celebrated the birthday. And also, Harmony Slayton and Kendall Willis called in to wish Harmony a happy 6th birthday. And remember the number, 243-5574. Call in and speak slowly and clearly into our handy-dandy answering machine. And then here toward the end of the show, we'll draw out a name, and you can go over by the chamber and pick up that coupon and take that short, beautiful drive down to Mitchell Creek Marina and enjoy a birthday dinner. With that, we'll be back just in a few minutes after these words from our sponsors.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walking in the car.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meat away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Back, everyone. We're back again with the, golly, it won't hardly be the second half of our show. We're running along pretty good. It's always nice to have someone here that that can has a world of information. I know he has specialties, but I know that we're just talking to him that he's been into a couple of businesses before this, the insurance business for one, which was a very much a public service business, and now with this business now with the small business administration type thing that his personality is that he can sit down and talk to you about this stuff. And if you have questions, and I know this morning I had one person ask me about the purchase of a building, and of course that's one of the things that they help with. You know, there's no, the only bad question is the one you don't ask.
That's
right,
correct.
Tyler?
That's correct.
Tom, I've had some call-ins with some questions. Let me put the first one on the table. If I'm in business and I'm renting a building from somebody, they may have made an offer to sell me that building. Could I come to you and you'd help me find some, tell me about that.
So what we would do is we would help you find the financing for it. We would help you walk you through all the process of getting your contracts with it, finding the funding, because when you do this on the commercial side, you're going to have a business plan. You're going to have show them the financials, your financial projections for at least 36 months. You're going to have some capital put into the project. So we're going to help you walk through all those steps and get you all the way ready before we go to a lender. And that way, hopefully, when you go to the lender and you have all of this, once you get to the lender, it will help the process be a smoother transition.
And you aren't talking about having to have $1 million.
Correct.
If you're talking about somebody that's got a building for sale for $60,000.
Yeah, you're only going to need usually 10 to 15% is what they like to see. We can get to 10%.
Yeah.
But if you've got something, we can work with it. You know, yeah. we'll try to figure out how to make it happen.
So
regardless, give you a call.
Yeah, regardless. I keep saying and go back and over that every business should be working with the Small Business Development Center.
And lest we forget, let's put your phone number out there so they'll know how to contact where you are.
The office phone number is area code 931-520-6081, and then my cell phone is 931-261-0421. I think that's, yeah.
In fact, we've got some excitement.
We've got some excitement over here on the courthouse.
And you're located in the Upper Cumberland Development District building?
We are located in the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency building on Jefferson Avenue.
Oh, okay.
The Development District didn't have enough room for us.
Okay.
So
they did have a big new building,
but it's already full. They kicked us out. They put us in HRA. So, but it actually works out good because we're in the middle of town. There's plenty of parking. It's easy access to get to. So, I'll be honest, it works out great.
The Development District is a little bit out of the way, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, because it's over by, you know, England Drive, over by 111. So,
and I believe they were building that big enough to start with.
And both agencies are under the same administration.
That's correct. They're under the wonderful supervision of Mark Farley. So
right.
Get your brownie points in.
Another question we had is we're encouraging people to go into online businesses. What effect will that have with the existing businesses?
I think it's kind of like we talked about earlier. How many of you have you picked up a phone book and use a phone book lately? It's just something that is, it's the way things are transitioning. You know, 20 years ago, people hadn't barely heard about the Internet, and now you do everything electronic. You know, we're in the process of selling our home, and we did everything electronically. We didn't even, you know, when they sent the paperwork, they signed it all. And so I think the Internet is just, I think it's just a way things are going.
Well, you know, something along that line, I know we talked with the one we have here with our auction place on the corner over here, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly what the name of it is, but if you'll notice and you come through town, usually the next day after an online auction on Facebook, if you'll notice, there's tremendous traffic going in and out of their physical building over here to check out and see what's inside there.
Correct.
After the auction last night.
And I think that's where you have to have a good marketing strategy of using the online platform to draw people into the brick-and-mortar store. A lot of people want to... where you can go to one store and then you see something else and you go to the next store. So I think that is it. And I'm all about when you co-market, you know, you partnership with another business, I think that's where you can be super successful and use each other's platform to help the businesses grow. So if you got the antique store and the ice cream shop, they should be help co-park, you know, doing work together, I think, could be a great benefit for both of them.
Before the COVID, we had an antique shop with an ice cream store in it.
Another question. I know that you've been working with the hospital up here and trying to get some funding for them. What can you tell us about the hospital?
According to Mr. Presley, of course, the hospital has closed back down, but they are in the process of making it a clinic. So he wants to do a clinic with a little more imaging. I think it's kind of the way he's leaning, and we have discussed that. So I think he's okay with me sharing that. So that's the way he's leaning.
So we can expect maybe an expanded clinic.
Yeah, expanded clinic, and I know that he's tossed around some ideas in regards to that. But I mean, I think ultimately they would love to have the hospital because I think that just benefits the entire community and people around here, and I think it makes it where people are more attractive for people to be here when you have the hospital, and people look at that. You know, industries would look at that if they want to move here, or individuals who maybe want to retire to the lake. That would be something that they would look at. So I think that's his ultimate goal would still be to have the hospital, but you gotta, you know, there's certain things you just gotta do.
Tom, we might birdwalk just a moment here and mention the fact that in the last 2 weeks we've had two ribbon cuttings in Clay County, two new industries. One new industry is the Union Hill Distillery. They got the ribbon cut last week, and we were out there and sampled a little bit of the apple pie moonshine and. just a little bit, I could get the lock in that stuff. And it was interesting to see that the operation is pretty much the way that Arno was doing it back when he was in the woods doing it.
Well,
and he got the Hunt family with him out there, Chad and Scott and Charlotte, and they're getting there up and running pretty good.
Any chance we could get them on Moonshiners, you know, the Discovery?
Might be able to.
That'd be great publicity for Clay County.
Yes, it would. The other industry we had was an expansion that may be something really big. The Honest Abe umbrella has now encompassed the Echo panels. They've taken the old Oshkosh building and turned it into a factory that's making panels that you can build houses out of, that has 4 inches of styrofoam insulation in the middle that won't burn. They've had some of these homes tested in California, and they withstood the fires that rage out in that coastal area. And then they've had some that withstood the hurricane in Puerto Rico. You buy the panel, it's already got the conduit in it for your wiring, and I suspect some plumbing too if you need it. And so it's a new product. It'll be working people in Clay County. And that was Doug Smith's goal from the very beginning, to put people to work.
Well, you know, April was on last week with us, and we talked about it a little bit, and some of the things that we talked about was the fact, you know, that out there now, they're going from the first buildings that were built in this area, which were the log homes, and now they're up to the most modern buildings there. So, you know, they've pretty much got that covered with that, and I know, of course, with things like that, there's always new things coming down that, with Tyler's help, folks, if like you've got one of those ideas, you know, that's where you need to go with it and say, hey, you know, here's an idea I've got. Do you think it's feasible? Because he can give you the numbers for the area here. He can give you the numbers of the foot traffic in each one of the towns, what's not available here. And, you know, I know the other day, Doug, we were I was sitting in on a meeting out at the chamber, and someone mentioned that I think it's the city of Salina that owns 5 acres of land down on the river here, and you know the lights go off. What do you do with 5 acres on the river in Salina? It's unlimited what you can do, isn't it?
Correct, it is.
I mean, you know, I look around us the past few years, and some of the major businesses that I can think of three right offhand that involved with water that we didn't get here. And, you know, sometimes you wonder why. And that is, you know, the greenhouse business in Overton County. I mean, they're piping water out of our Cumberland River to Livingston to maintain that business over there. We had a water plant to go in down at Red Bull and Springs, and we've got a reservoir and a river running here, and they had to haul water from here over to there to furnish that. And then we've got the big kayak place up in White County, and we've got one of the most beautiful kayaking rivers and areas here. And, you know, it seems like sometimes the obvious things are kind of getting by some of our entrepreneurs here.
Correct.
Makes me wonder why the companies that are doing things like that don't do their due diligence and look to see what else is available.
Well, some of it's just
they don't know we're here.
Well, that it's just familiar to them. You know, we talked earlier, a lot of people are just creatures of habit. They do the same thing because they're comfortable with it. They don't want to innovate. They don't want to try to expand. You know, I think Honest Abe is a perfect example of that. You went from making log homes, and they still do, to doing the more modern homes. And I think that's just a great testament of transitioning your business to.
And you go back in time just a little bit, mm-hmm. and he started out making broom handles. And that didn't work.
I probably wasn't alive then. So.
The handles worked great.
Yeah, no. But selling them didn't work great.
Right.
And he went in the sawmill business, and it finally evolved to where he was in the log home business.
Well, you see, you look back at that one, Mr. Smith, I know he obtained an engineering degree from Tennessee Tech, but his heritage was in the logging business. His father, his grandfather, they had been in the logging business for many, many generations, and he was very familiar with that industry. And then he got an engineering degree, and he found a way to combine those two things and turn it into the conglomerate we have out there now.
And that's just being innovative. I think that is taking what you have and being innovative. So, for instance, talking about being innovative, is there was a business in Cookeville that I worked with, and she said, you know, they had a donut shop, and during this, in the first part of the coronavirus, it was, what can we do with kids? Kids are at home. What can we do with kids? That was actually the second most Googled question on Google, was what to do with kids while they're at home. And she took everything that she had. She didn't buy anything new, but she developed a donut in a box for your kids to decorate. She already has all the stuff. You know, most kids, my kids, they like those sprinkled donuts, vanilla ice and sprinkled donuts, or chocolate ice and sprinkled donuts. And so she said, build your own donut kit. You had to pre-order these. And they just went crazy. Once she put it out there, she had a ton of pre-orders. She didn't do anything different with her business. It wasn't like she made a new donut or anything. She just repackaged what she currently had, and it exploded to help her business get going. Same thing with a bracelet company. She did the exact same thing. She didn't build her own bracelet. She already had all the stuff for the bracelet. All she did was just package it and market it in a different way, and it's still flying off the shelf. She can't keep them in stock. So I think that's just when you're in a business, sometimes you have to go to someone else who can look at things. You know, you may have a circle, and they may help you get out of that circle.
Well, you know, and the thing there, the COVID was really a blessing for someone like, you know, build your own bracelet, because you've got people sitting at home who are bored to death and are looking for something to do.
Correct.
Something to use their mind for, use their hands for, because they're sitting there every day, and, you know, you can only twiddle your thumbs in two directions.
And you only pull so many weeds, too, out of the firebox.
Right. You know, sometimes you start pulling the wrong things out of it. You know, then we start grading what's in there.
Yeah, that's very true.
And I know here in one of the big things we have been talking about here in Saline and Clay County is branding this county, branding this city with some common core of brand.
Lake Capital of Upper Cumberland?
Well, you know, that's here.
Yeah.
But that's not bringing business off the lake.
Right.
And, you know, that's the thing, you know, that's kind of worrisome right now. You know, there are millions of visitors that come through this town every year, but they have to make three stops. We need them to make that fourth stop, which is in front of one of our businesses, and, you know, one of the things we talk about, you know, is a walking town. You know, we've been to those places where you go into, one that hits me right offhand was, of course, Leavenworth, Washington, where they rebranded that town into an Alpine Village. And they don't have any parking there, but people park and walk to get in there. So, you know, that type of thing, you know, rebranding things that we already have.
Right.
Is something that, you know, that's, it's not easily done, is it?
No, it takes some time, and it takes some innovation, and it takes some thought, but like you...
Cooperation, too.
It does take some cooperation, but it can be for the better going forward, instead of, you know, people think, we've always done it this way, and not saying we can't continue to do it this way, but we have to be innovative and do some things differently so that you can grow in the future.
You know, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, we think about the community pot, where everyone throws in the same amount to begin with, irregardless, and even though some need it worse than others, which means they're going to be more impacted by this, and then it's hard to keep something like that going, because somewhere along the line somebody thinks, well, you know, I'm putting more in, I'm getting out, but really you're not.
Correct.
You know, if the group does well, everyone does well. People that stop in a little town like Salina, they may stop because they've heard of the antique store over here. But then once they leave the antique store, if you can get them to walk all the way around town, you've accomplished it, haven't you?
That's right. Because your main goal is to get them to be here and to spend money and to generate sales tax revenue. And I know people don't like to talk about taxes, but that's what keeps the county and city going, and that's how you get the money to do things. So the ultimate goal is to get them here and to get them to spend some money.
Spend some money. But like I said, you know, the lake, you know, I know we had someone at one of our meetings ask us, well, how do people know about this lake? Well, you know, this lake is known worldwide.
Is the
Dale Holloway.
Smallmouth Records still
right,
here?
Smallmouth. Smallmouth.
Still here? Yeah.
You know, from the late 1940s until now. And over the years, this is not something that just happened last week. I know, of course, this summer has been great because it's been full of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could walk across the lake without getting your feet wet, you know, but just stepping from boat to boat. But that's been here, and it's something that, it's probably going to even get more crowded and more business through here. And now it's our turn here in this area, the county, the city, or whatever, to get them to stop down here or to come back down here.
Correct.
And, you know, that's something that's kind of hard to do because, you know, a lot of the folks that it takes the cooperation thing there. You know, I asked one of the dock owners the other day when someone comes in on about a Thursday that's been there for 3 or 4 days and asked, well, is there anything else we can do around here? I said, which direction do you usually send them? Livingston, Coolville. So, you know, that's something that we need to work on, that when somebody asks, they've got something to tell them to come to Salina.
Correct.
And see and to be here. So that you know, that's something we have to work on.
Correct.
On our end. But we can't just automatically think because they drive through here,
they're going to stop.
That they're going to stop.
Right.
And I know we have, you know, lots of people that drive by this building every day without realizing the importance of this building in American history. And that's our fault for not making that better known.
Correct.
Did you do that?
Pardon?
Did you do the mail?
Oh, we haven't given that away yet. We're getting close to time to do that. I'm going to do this one real hard this time. Tyler, you can't. I need a number between 1 and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
4.
4, all right. Number 4. It looks like Jason Coons has won the meal up at the restaurant. I asked here one day, and I had 7 or 8 names on there, and I said, would you give me a number between 1 and 8? She said 11.
Oh, that's too funny. Too funny.
Well, Tyler, what great words of wisdom in closing?
Every business needs a plan, because if you don't plan, you plan to fail. And we can help with that at the Small Business Development Center. We're free. We're willing to help. We love to help. I'm a previous business owner, so I understand the struggles, the daily grind that you have to endure as a business owner or an entrepreneur. And so we're here to help. We want to help. We're making our services available. So if we can help at all, reach out to us. We'll be happy to.
Let me think over this real quick list you've got here. Funding, they'll tell you how to get the funding. They'll find you the lowest interest rate that can be found from that funding. Then they'll tell you what you're wanting to do, whether you can do it or not. And then they'll go through an approval process in front of an independent committee. They'll review on this thing. And if you're approved, they will help you do all these things.
That's correct.
That's pretty quick what you do, isn't it?
That's pretty much it.
Well, Tyler, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Thanks, sir.
And, of course, as you said, you're going to be coming back some more because, you know, we've got a couple of projects here we're working on for, I think maybe tomorrow we're doing a little video of promoting the city of Salina. And I think we've also got another group working on another video for us. So we're trying to get the word out about what a great place this is to come visit, come live, come spend your money, and come enjoy yourself.
That's right.
So
number one thing we recognize is we've got the tourists here. We need to get them into town so they can spend their money.
And with that, I guess it's time we shut the doors here to this place. We've got everything put back nearly in the right place. And we'll be coming back to you again next Thursday morning here on the WVFB. And we're always live and in living color on your radio.
That's right.
Now.
We don't. It's not pre-recorded.
No. Well, it is also recorded and be rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight. And it'll be streamed on Dale Holla Horizon newspaper site. You walk me right into that one. But with that, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community.
So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.